Say if somebody's going somewhere and they're not in any particular hurry to get there, he might say, oh, we'll get there.
On time.
Okay. You ever hear people say anything like, we'll get there by and by? If a person's been out in the hot sun and he comes in to an air conditioned room and he's chilled, his eyes and nose start running, start sneezing and coughing. You might say, well, it looks like you.
Call and call.
Okay. If it affects the voice, stays a little bit.
Oh.
Word that begins with an H, he's a little.
Call.
And I might say, well, I'm going to go to bed. He's a little
sleepy.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Talk about somebody else who's sleeping and you don't want him to keep on sleeping. You might tell somebody, well, you better go.
Drink coffee, wash your face.
All right, and if you're sending somebody else to go get him to keep him from sleeping any longer, you tell him, all right, so-and-so's still down in his room sleeping, why don't you go
wake him up?
Okay. Alright, this verb I'm looking for, if you have some medicine on your bedside table, maybe your mother comes in and say and says, why haven't you some medicine?
Taken.
Yeah. You might say, well, I already
taken it.
Okay, fill in the blank here. I already blank it.
Took it.
Okay. Your mother might say, well, you're going to have to
take.
A person who can hardly hear anything, you say he's almost stoned.
Dead.
And if I'm working out in the hot sun all day, maybe I come in and take off my shirt, wring it out, and say, well, just look how I
squat.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place that you might get on your arm? It usually has this white stuff right in the middle of the chest to mash out. It's kind of
sore.
Yeah, it's kind of sensitive.
Sore.
All right, any other names you've heard? Okay, now what you're thinking about, is that the same thing as what some people might call a boil or rising?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one have you heard?
Boil and rising.
They have, they're both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that white stuff that you mash out, what would you call it? Alright, this verb. The bee stings me on my hand. My hand is bigger. You say my hand did what?
Swollen.
Okay.
Swollen.
Okay, and if you put it this way, you might say, boy, your hand sure has
swollen.
Yeah, I bet if it stings me again, it'll again
swell again.
Okay. All right, somebody has a blister on his hand, that fluid, you know, that you pop with a pen or something and let drain out. What do you call that fluid?
Pus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you still call it pus if it's clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody gets shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat the what?
Injury.
Or?
Shot or stabbed.
Yeah, he's got a bad
cut.
Alright, what about a word that begins with a W?
Maybe.
Got a bad.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever heard of any kind of infection around the wound? Any kind of skinless growth called proud flesh? P-R-O-U-D-F-L-E-S-H? Proud flesh. Okay. It's just pronunciation. Would you just say that?
What? Proud flesh.
Okay. All right. This is stuff that's dark-colored liquid that people used to put on cuts to prevent infection.